safely trust her. Does your husband trust you, ladies? So she will have no lack of gain. In other words, whatever she put her hands to, something gets to working real good. When the money is short in the house because the economy is messed up and the husband is losing on his job. You know, we had this foolish man here in Southern California yesterday. Actually, it was October the 6th when he killed himself, killed everybody in his family, killed his wife, killed his mother-in-law, killed his three sons because of the economic crisis. They don't know how that. Well, if he had a wife that was a Christian wife, there would be no lack of gain. Verse 12 says, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Ladies, are you like that? Do you do your husbands good and not evil all the days of your life? She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. Are you like that, ladies? Are you sitting around there saying, well, you need to get out and get a second and third job? I couldn't believe it. A Christian man called me and he was highly upset. And I said, what's going on? He says, man, you know, we had two cars, but we don't have the two cars. But my wife took the one car and she was supposed to be here picking me up at the job, taking me to the second job so I can make some money. And she ain't showed up and I'm late for that. How in the heck am I supposed to keep a roof over the head? I said, man, I don't know. In other words, instead of the one, and this lady goes to church, but instead of the lady making this man prosperous, and she's delaying him. She's not, and the man was going off. The man was getting much better when I counseled him, but he's going off. He says, what in the world is going on? I said, man, it's obvious. This woman has no respect for you and what you're trying to do. Verse 14 says, she is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. You know what this is saying? She is selecting about the foods that her family eats. She's not going to take the kids to McDonald's because they're hungry. She's not going to do that. She also rises while it is yet night. That's verse 15 of Proverbs 31. See, some of you ladies, got to shake you out of the bed in the morning. She rises while it is yet light and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. In other words, she's a businesswoman. She even going to feed the other sisters around her. Look at that. She considers a field and buys it. In other words, she is one that is full of wisdom. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. See what I'm talking about? You don't have to. When you're a godly woman, the economy can crash. I think about that stock market. That sucker can be 5,000 points under. Godly woman is going to survive it. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. In other words, if she makes some clothing to sell it and puts a little basket together to weave it, it's a good work that she does. She's not throwing it around cussing because she's not driving a Bentley like some of these little heifericious persons. Heifericious. Is that a word? Heifericious? And her lamp does not go out by night. Says that she stretches her hands to the distaff. In other words, she holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. In other words, she's not a selfish woman. When the other people around her needs a little bit, she's out there to take care of them too. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. See, she's not afraid when it gets a little cold. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine, linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. In other words, boy, that reminds me. When my wife was alive, I need some water here. Oh, hold on. I got some. Why didn't I? Reach it. What? Oh. Whose water was? Oh my, well, let me see who this is. Maybe it'll be somebody calling about something that they can talk about here. Into the word, how can I help you? I guess I can't. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. Man, this is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Verse 25b says, she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Listen, black women, kindness. Even to a pastor like me that's not going to put up with your wickedness. See? She watches over the ways of her household. It's a primary faction of a woman and does not eat the bread of idleness. Ladies, you spending all your afternoons looking at soaps, gossiping on the phone, going to the malls, trying to buy stuff that you never did need, your family don't need. Look at this, verse 28. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praises her. Is that the way it is in your house? Are the children going to school complaining about that female called mama? And God only knows what pops is saying about you. Look at verse 29. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. In other words, some of these little sisters have done good, but when you look at this woman, she excels everybody that's done well. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. Don't ever forget that, ladies. Verse 30. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. That's the kind of woman that God is pleased with. Now let's talk about some of these mistakes that women make, and so that we can understand fully what we're talking about here. And you know what? I want to share this with you. If thus far these 28 minutes have been offensive to you, there's a very good possibility that you're not saved. It's just as simple as that. And guess who's not concerned? Because I'm going to obey this book. That's what I'm going to do. Another mistake that some women do is that they tell their husbands, you don't tell me what to do. See, now this is supposed to be one of the signs that these women are strong, and they may be accustomed to shouldering a lot of the responsibility and making their own ways and their own decisions. But at the same time, you make a mistake when you're in a relationship with a man and you tell him that he doesn't tell you what to do. Well, if God has placed him as the head of the relationship to love, he does tell you what to do. Now, let me stop and say this again, because in this society that we live in, this is not the way that the society is built. In this society, women are told that they don't have to listen to their husbands. Here's the danger of marrying women that won't listen to their husbands. If there is no hierarchy of a person in charge, well, let me give you an illustration by talking about the job you go to. There's somebody running that job, and there's somebody at that job telling somebody what to do. And you're not going to go down to that company, that warehouse, or in that office, and you're not going to run that place the way you want to run it. They hire you to do a job, and if you don't do it the way you do it, they'll dump you. You know, when you think about these coaches that are the head of these NFL football teams. You losing three in a row and lost your last four in the last year, you're not going to be working there very long, because you're going to do what that owner told you to do, is win some games. And you don't say, well, you can't fire me. Well, I'm tired. No, win some games. See? You know, what we do is we applaud outspoken, independent black sisters who can take care of themselves and refuse to be mistreated by black men, white men, or anybody else. But a woman who won't listen to anyone, who mistakes are comparing them for selling out. You better be careful of a woman like that, especially when a man is trying to tell you what you will not do in that relationship with him. It would do you well to listen to that man, or to question, what are you doing with him? Now, I know that some of you have gotten married under the false assumption that you both have an equal right in everything. I think I told you about this once. I did a wedding, and when I was doing the counseling, they were saying, well, we're both equal in this. And I said, you're headed for disaster. Not because that it wouldn't work in a secular society. Of course not. But they were headed for disaster because in a Christian relationship, I know that it would never work. It never works like that. Another mistake that women make is when they say, I'll make it up to you. In other words, some women try to smooth the rough road by oppression by showering their men with undue attention. I'll make it up to you. Wait a minute. If you can't keep the time schedule, what are you doing that for? The problem is they go sometimes a little bit too far instead of uplifting and inspiring their men. Then they make excuses for them. That conveys a message that says, don't bother about that. I'll protect you. I'll protect you from them. You know, see, you're still trying to be their mother. Yeah, I know you messed up, but that's all right. I'll take care of that. When they come and ask for you, I got it. I got your back. A woman who tries to assume the burdens of all of her partner's sorrows commits two wrongs. First of all, by encouraging him to lay all of his troubles at her doorstep, she discourages him from becoming a self-reliant leader as a man. Some of you men like that when your wives do everything for you. Little sissies that you are. You're supposed to get yourself out of your own mess. At the same time, she allows her own needs for emotional sustenance to be ignored. But in a real relationship with a loving couple between a husband and wife, the road towards victory must be walked side by side, not by sending the sister out there to answer the creditors when they calling for you. Tell them I'm not here. No, you there. Another mistake that a woman make is when they say, you know, I'm just waiting on you to mess up, boy. Have you been there and done that? I'm just waiting on you to mess up. Some women have accepted the myth that black men are lazy. Well, you can't accept that myth. I was stiff when I got up this morning, but bro man walked me up hills around my house. And I'm telling you, in the hot sun, because it's about 93 degrees today in Los Angeles. I'm not lazy. I've never been lazy. But some women treat their men with an air of condescension and superiority while keeping a firm grip on the household and refusing to share the responsibilities. Don't worry about that. I got that. You just go to work and do that. Go on bowling with the fellas. I got this. Wait a minute. I'm just waiting on you to mess up anyhow. They complain about their heavy load without understanding how they have imposed the burden upon themselves. Who told you to take that? I recall when I was going to school working on my bachelor's degree years ago, my wife had already received a 2-year degree, and I said, well, baby, why don't you come on in? The kid's old enough. We'll get somebody to babysit for him on the nights when you can go to school with me and work on your second degree. You know what she told me? Oh, no. You work on that because I'm going to need you to take care of me later on. She says, I'm not taking care of you. Did you know what? She was absolutely correct. She fell ill. And since I went on and got the master's degree, I could visit her in the hospital and get my job done. See, she knew the role. But when you see yourselves as, well, you're just going to mess up and I'm going to have to get you out of it. Wait a minute. Ladies, don't belittle your man and assume that they will have nothing to say right or are unlikely to be surprised. It's human nature to match the expectations that are placed upon us. And some of you won't even place any expectations on your husband, and therefore you're just self-perpetuating a cycle in which this disintegration is rewarded by negative behavior, which is followed by more denigration. In other words, your man is going further down and down and down and down. Another mistake the women make is that they say, you know, you best treat me right. Now, gentlemen, what she means by that is she needs a new Gucci purse because she's going out with her girlfriends and she wants to be styling in style. I'm just giving it to you real. She wants a Gucci purse. My God. Fine jewelry. You got to give her the fancy sports car with the thin tires. Because that's the key to every heart of this type of woman. You better treat them right. Guys, let me tell you something. Some of these women come out of the hip-hop lifestyle, where they look at people like Mary J. Blige. Yeah, I know some of these people's names. Looking at Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim. Oh, it's filthy people. And all these other actresses, singers, actors. The consummate status seeker. That's what they are. This woman does not believe in sacrificing anything. And most women like this, and if you marry them, brother, they have a very tremendously strong sense of entitlement. And I've seen that in the black community for years, this entitlement. Well, you marry me, so you need to give me this. If you're going to keep me. No, that's blackmail, and I lost you after that first conversation. This kind of woman doesn't feel like there's any victory in her life unless she acquires more expensive toys. Oh, I got to have more. A friend asked me when I was kind of like upgrading my little sound system in my bedroom where I watched the football game and TV at night. And he said, why do you need that? You didn't know. You know what he said? He said, you didn't need that. I says, number one, man, you or nobody tells me what I don't need. I'm not a child. I ain't married to you. I resent you trying to tell a grown man what he needs as opposed to what he desires. I said, I don't need nothing but a coffin, but I would like to live to do God's will. Now, since I'm going to live to do God's will, well, that's like telling me I don't need a nice studio, a better microphone, time to think about what I'm going to do. No man tells me what I need, not even, brother, your wife. Now, there's nothing wrong with having nice things, but this woman makes this mistake. It's because of the amount of the cash in the man's pocket. With his value as a human being that does not respect men, this shows that she don't respect them because her priorities is based upon how much she's focused upon how much he has in his pocket. Her outlook then is limited. And with the wisdom of a few more years, she may change. But guys, you got to catch that before you marry him. So those are some mistakes that ladies make. And now what I'd like to do is let me go back to the Bible. Because see, here again, you may think I'm trying to be too psychological and all that kind of stuff. Let's stay in 1 Peter chapter 3 and let's look at verse 7. Now we're going to deal a little bit with the hubbies, husbands. Because in verse 1, it says wives. At least Peter was, you know, cool. He started with the ladies first. Wives, submit to your husbands. But in verse 7, here he says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them, that is your wives, with understanding. And we got to talk about this. Because, see, submission is a responsibility of the Christian husband as well.